ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्या प्रभो नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। विथ रेस्पेक्ट लोबिशंस टू माधव महाराज राधारमण महाराज, वी वेलकम यू ऑल एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल फॉर मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। वी आर रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो। And Srila Prabhupada, this fourth canto is fourth order of creation. Fourth order creation. Visarga. After Brahma, the creation is by Prajapatis. So that is the descending order of creation, which is called Visarga. And this fourth canto has four sections. The first section is Yajna of Daksha Prajapati in first seven chapters. And in that Yajna, great Vaishnava, Lord Shiva is offended and therefore Yajna was failure. Until and unless he was pacified and Lord Vishnu, who is Yajnapati, appeared, then Yajna become complete. The next five chapters is Dhru Maharaj, the descendant of Maharaj Uttanapad. And this Dhru Maharaj five chapter is, first thing is, until and unless we have a bad time in this world, we will never turn our face to Supreme Lord. So this first shaking is very necessary. And then mother, great Suniti, directed him towards forest where saintly person can guide him on the path of self-realization. And his determination was so great that Narada appeared by the divine arrangement and Dhruva Maharaj got perfection. Next 11th chapter is Prithu Maharaj, who fulfilled everybody's desire. So the next 11th chapter is that subject matter. And the last 8 chapters which we are in is Prachin Barhit, delivered by mercy of Narad, and Prachetas, the son of Prachin Barhit. So this is the descendant, the genealogy of Maharaj Prithu. After Maharaj Prithu, his son Ashwa Vijay, and after Ashwa Vijay, the next son, and then Prachin Barhit. So this Prachin Barhit was involved only in Karmakanda sacrifice, therefore Narada went there. And Prachin Barhit has 10 sons, and their names were, they were called Prachetas. So Prachin Barhit, as a king, asked his sons to rule the kingdom and beget progeny. But before that he said, you go and do tapasya, do the austerity, and purify your mind and senses. Srila Prabhupada has commented that kings were advised in those days before ruling to do tapasya, and they should tolerate difficulties and they must purify their senses before they rule. Otherwise in the palace they will have all the facilities for sense gratification and they will never be good rulers. So as a father he advised them to go and first do tapasya and purify yourself. And then they left and they obeyed the order of father. They took the order of father on head, sir dharo. And that has pleased Lord Shiva. When we follow the authorities, superior authorities, even this is considered tapasya in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, the tapasya of the body is to worship Deva, Dveja, Guru, Pragya, Pujanam, the Supreme Lord, Brahmins, elderly mother, father, and their orders to be followed sincerely, that will please the devotees and Supreme Lord. So these Prachetas, they left the kingdom, and on the way, at a beautiful, peaceful reservoir of water, which was peaceful because it was deep, like a mind of a devotee. Because he has a depth, therefore he is peaceful. They heard some musical sound and singing and they stopped there, and Lord Shiva on his own came out. And Lord Shiva is number one, he is one of the 12 Mahajans. Shambhu Kapilo. So Shambhu is one of the Mahajans. Number two, he is Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. Three, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Rudranam Shankaras Chasmi. He is a special opulence of Supreme Lord. And he is mercifully disposed and he loves the devotee of the Supreme Lord. And therefore he on his own appeared there. And then to the Prachetas who were on the way for self-realization, he said, you now hear the song I am singing. So who is this sing? Who is singing this song? Lord Shiva. Therefore this song is called Rudra Geet. Rudra Geet. And this is a very elaborate song and having 4 sections in the song. Song has 4 divisions. In first part of the song, Lord Shiva is offering obeisance to the Supreme Lord in Chaturvyu. And what is the Chaturvyu of the Supreme Lord? Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Sankrishna, Vasudev. So he is offering his obeisance to the Chaturvyu particularly and to the Supreme Lord. Second section of the Rudra Geet or the song sung by Lord Shiva to the Prachetas for God realization is description of beautiful form of the Supreme Lord. Though the followers of the Lord Shiva, they are impersonal, they claim to be, but Lord Shiva vividly describe the worship, the prayers for the form of the Supreme Lord, say like the monsoon cloud color, four arms, beautiful, all the beauty of the Supreme Lord he has described in over 10 verses. Third part of the prayer of Lord Shiva is most important. Association of the devotees is the only way that can help us to render service to the Supreme Lord, and bhakti can only be had by the mercy of devotees. And the fourth part of the song is benediction. Whoever recites or hears this song will get benediction of self-realization. So we are into the third part of the Rudra Geet, where the association of devotee is recommended by Lord Shiva, the greatest devotee. Here it is very important to understand, even after the darshan of Supreme Lord, darshan means direct meeting Supreme Lord, association of devotee is still most important after that. That is repeatedly we can see in Bhagavatam. After the darshan of Supreme Lord, after the direct meeting with Supreme Lord, association of devotees very essential and important. This phenomenon in Bhagavatam is repeatedly we have to hear. So yesterday very nicely His Holiness Prabodhan Saraswati Maharaj has described the fraction of a moment association of the devotee is far better than heavenly players. Ardha eka. This was the yesterday's verse. Now, what that association will do, when we associate with devotees, even for kshana ardhen api, a fraction of movement, whose association? Bhakta sangi sangasya, Bhagavat sangi sangasya, those who are associate of Supreme Lord, those who are great devotees of the Supreme Lord, 24 hours engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. Their association for a moment is far better than any benediction given by the demigods or swargalok or anything. Then what that association will make transformation in a person who associates with devotee, that is described in this verse. Okay, can we read this verse now? This verse is spoken by Lord Shiva. He is reciting this verse himself, and Prachetas are hearing this verse at the bank of that deep reservoir of water. And after this, Pracheta will follow this. And then they will get the direct darshan of Lord Vishnu. And after getting the direct darshan of Lord Vishnu, they will come back to the kingdom of their father and they will become angry. And then in the end they need again the association of Narad, Rishi. And then they will be actually again go back to the path of self-realization. This is the sequence. So let us read this verse. Atha ananga angaresh tava kirti tirthayor antar bahi snan vidhut pap manam bhuteshva anukrosha susatva silinam स्यात संगमो अनुग्रहेश नस्तवा अथ देयरफॉर अनंग अंग्रेह ऑफ माय लॉर्ड हुज लोटस फीट डिस्ट्रॉय ऑल इनऑस्पिशियसनेस जय गौर की कृष्ण बलराम की राधा श्याम सुंदर ललित विशाखा देवी की श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंग अंग्रेह अंग्रेह लोटस फीट एंड द एडजेक्टिव इज अनंग विच मीन्स विच डिस्ट्रॉय ऑल द सिंस एंड ब्रिंग ऑल ऑस्पिशियसनेस तावा युअर कीर्ति ग्लोरिफिकेशन तीर्थयोः द होली गैंजेस वाटर अंतः विद इन बाहे एंड आउटसाइड स्नाना टेकिंग बाथ विधोता वॉश्ड पाप मनाम कंटामिनेटेड स्टेट ऑफ माइंड भूतेशो ऑन टू द ऑर्डिनरी लिविंग बींग्स अनुक्रोश बेनिडिक्शन और मर्सी स्वसत्व कंप्लीटली इन गुडनेस शीलिनाम of those who possesses such characteristics syat let there be sangamaha association anugraha mercy eshaha this naha unto us tava your Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear Lord, your lotus feet are the cause of all auspicious things and destroyer of all contamination of sin. I therefore beg your Lordship to bless me by the association of your devotees. Who are completely purified by worshipping your lotus feet and who are so merciful upon conditioned souls, I think that your benediction will be to allow me to associate with such devotees. Maybe we can repeat, then it can sink in a little bit. So Lord Shankar is praying, asking some benediction from the Supreme Lord. And what is that benediction? My dear Lord, your lotus feet are the cause of all auspicious things and the destroyer of all contamination of sin. I therefore beg your Lordship to bless me by the association of your devotees who are completely purified by worshipping your lotus feet and who are so merciful upon the conditioned souls. I think that your real benediction will be to allow me to associate with such devotees. So this is the prayer of Lord Shiva. And Shiva means auspicious. This is the prayer by auspicious for the auspiciousness. And what is the benediction he is asking? Twice. Number one, he is asking benediction of the association of the devotees. Which type of devotee? Those who have purified by serving your lotus feet, Krishna Padaya, Namom Vishnu Padaya, Namom Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pristaya Bhutale, Vishnu Padaya, those who have served the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. And what is the speciality of lotus feet of the Supreme Lord? They destroy all the sinful reactions. The another place, Lord's lotus feet is compared to Bhajahure Mana Sri Nanda Nandana Abhay Charanar Vindare. The lotus feet of Lord will give fearlessness. And who will be fearless? One who has done never, who is free from sin. Person who is only fearless is the one who is free from sins. No sins, no fear. Sins is cause of the fear. If there is some sin in the heart, always there is a fear. The another example of lotus feet of the Lord, again sung by the same Lord Shiva and Brahma and other before the appearance of Lord Krishna in the prison house of Kansa, where they also say, your lotus feet are boat. Tav pad pote na. Your lotus feet are boat to cross this material ocean. But who have used that boat? Tav pad pote na mahat krte na. Devotees, great devotees, they purify themselves by serving your lotus feet, and they make your lotus feet as a boat and give the opportunity for anybody to cross this material ocean. So then what will they do with that boat? They leave the boat behind. The process of devotional service, and anybody who want to cross that, he can use that boat again. So, and those who disrespect Angri, the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, this is again sung by same Brahmaji and Lord Shiva. Those who disrespect Anadratat Tava Angrihi, those who disrespect your lotus feet, even though they may be highly elevated in spiritual realization, Adho, they are falling down, they will fall down. So devotees, which devotee we should associate, Lord Shiva is telling, the one by serving lotus feet of Supreme Lord has purified his heart, mind. And what is the symptom of the one who has purified his mind and heart? He is compassionate, mercifully disposed to all living entities. That is the symptom of a person who has purified his heart. He has a compassion and mercy. He cannot see the suffering of the normal, common living beings. He cannot see the suffering. Just imagine, Prabhupada landed at Boston Harbor and he looked around and he saw the prosperous, very exalted America, and he looked and he said, these people are suffering in mode of passion and ignorance. The whole world thinks they are enjoying, but the pure devotee see they are suffering. They are in mesh of mode of ignorance and mode of passion. They are suffering. How they can be saved? And the only process to save them is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the last message of Srimad Bhagavatam is Nama Sankirtan Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. That is the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto. Nama Sankirtan, that will actually purify the existence. So benediction, Lord Shiva is asking association of devotees. The devotees which have served your lotus feet and they have purified their mind and heart. And such devotees are very mercifully disposed and they have a compassion for conditioned souls. Their association will transform anybody who come in contact with such devotee, even for a fraction of moment. So commentary by Srila Prabhupada. So in this verse there is a one word, tirath, tirath yoho, and this word is translated as water of river Ganges. So why the water of river Ganges is so much glorified? Because it has washed the lotus feet of Lord Vamandev. The another name of river Ganges is Vishnupadi. Vishnupadi, which is coming down after washing the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And this is Brahma Dravya. This water is not ordinary water. It is Brahma Dravya. And it is washing the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And it is first taken by the Lord Brahma in his water container Karmundal. And then it was accepted by Lord Shiva on his head. Then the mother descended onto this earth. So the Ganges water is celebrated as being able to eradicate all kinds of sinful reactions. Very interesting. But so many people going in their high speed motors to the Haridwar to take bath in Ganges, are there all sins eradicated? Very interesting question. Question asked by Parvati to Lord Shankar. That it is said that whoever take bath in Ganges will have, Ganges will have many Ashwamedh, yagya worth of benediction. That's right, but that will be proper consciousness of taking bath in Ganges. So Lord Shiva and Parvati, Shiva become a old Brahman with leprosy, and Parvati as a beautiful woman sitting next to the Shiva. And whoever were going on the way to the Ganges, he was asking, are you going to take Ganga bath? Yes, then you will get the benefit of Ashwamedh Yajna. He said, yes. So my husband will be cured by the, if you give that fruit of your birth to my husband, then he will be cured. He said, what you will do with this husband? See, I am so beautiful, why don't you come with me? And everybody was going like that. And after some time, one person came from 5 kilometer walking by foot. And Mother Parvati requested him. He said, yes, Mother, I am going to take bath and will come back and offer all the fruits of my taking bath to you. And he did that. And Lord Shiva become literally in front of them cured. And then Lord Shiva were laughing and smiling to Parvati. Do you think how many of them will get the benediction of Snan, Ganga Snan? They are going towards Ganga, but they have a proper consciousness for the Ganga. Are they meditating what the Ganga is coming from the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord? Proper consciousness is most important. Going as a picnic to the Haridwar will not purify the sins. Ganga is powerful, but your consciousness is polluted. First, we should have proper respect. If we don't have a proper respect for the sadhu and not have a humble disposition towards the sadhu, then there will be no benefit. Cow has udars which give milk. The calf, when go near to the cow, he gets milk. But right on that same udar there is big blood sucker insect. You know that? What is that called? Something jaw, we call jaw, in a, something like small leech, sitting at the same place but getting blood out of that. And cow is getting milk and the leech is getting blood, same place. So same place is Ganga, but there are people, they are doing sinful activities there, and there are people they are purifying there. This Vrindavan is non-different from Krishna, it is his abode. Here also there are great devotees like Goswamis lived there, and you will see lot of deviation here also. So lot of devotion and lot of deviation, both are in front of your eyes. It is not that, so it is the consciousness. When we go to take bath, we should bow down. How many people are bowing when they are going for bath in Ganga? Have you seen how many people are bowing down to the Ganga? Hardly less than 1%. First consciousness, then you meditate on Ganga, that Mother Ganga, you have washed the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, you have blessed Brahmaji, you have appeared on the head of Lord Shiva, you are here to deliver us, I am taking bath to get myself purified. Have some mantra. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came here for Yamuna Sinan, he chanted Yamuna glories and then he took bath. So how many people are taking bath in Ganga with this proper consciousness? Very less. So Ganga water is purifying, but consciousness is necessary. In other words, when a person takes his bath in the Ganges, he becomes freed from all life's contamination. The Ganges water is celebrated in this way because it emanates from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. See another good example. Same Lord, Vamandev, whose lotus feet Ganges washed. When that Vamandev appeared at the arena of Bali Maharaj, Bali Maharaj personally washed the lotus feet of Vamandev, and he drank that water and put on his head. This is more than powerful than Ganges, because that water of Ganges is coming from Brahmaji Shankar, and then he got direct water from that same lotus feet. And then he is the one of the great devotees, Bali Maharaj, where Lord is standing in front of his door as giving him darshan all the times. He had not to go for darshan anywhere. He was so fortunate to get that same water of the same lotus feet washed by himself. So similarly means like Ganges water, which purify because it is washing the lotus feet of Supreme Lord. Similarly, those who are directly in touch with the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of the Godhead, when somebody read this, he said, one personality which is always in touch with the lotus feet of Supreme Lord is Lakshmi, and we want association of Lakshmi. Bas ho gaya, that is it. People always take the advantage of their own context. So remember, my dear friends, the Lakshmi has two carriers. The Lakshmi, which is always serving the lotus feet of Narayan, when he comes with Narayan, she is coming on Garuda. And from the wings of the Garuda, always there is Vedic hymns sounding. But when you need Lakshmi without Narayan, she has a carrier called Aul. What? And that Lakshmi will make you Aul. What is called in Hindi? Ullu ka patta. Because you cannot distinguish between day and night. The owl cannot, there is sun. Owl says, no, it is dark. So that Lakshmi will destroy you completely. And that Lakshmi is rightly called in one language, Daulat. You know Daulat? Dhaulat means two kicks. Do means two and lat means kick. The first kick is on the back. And when that Lakshmi come, people just walk like this. Nobody is equal to me. And then that Lakshmi leaves, he will give a kick on the neck. So second kick will finish everything. So that serving the lotus feet, Lakshmi will bless you if comes with Narayan. Only you want Lakshmi, Prabhupada used to say, it is like Ravan taking the Sita and inviting destruction of the golden Lanka. So make sure this statement don't take in context. Somebody said, we are also worshipping the devotee who is serving the lotus feet of Lord all the time, Lakshmi Puja. Hey Baba, Lakshmi Narayan Puja is better. That Lakshmi will never go. If you have only Lakshmi, she is very chanchal. Sthai Lakshmi is only with the lotus feet of Narayan. So, similarly, those who are directly in touch with the lotus feet of Supreme Personality Godhead and who are absorbed in the chanting of His glories, Kirti, glories, are freed from all material contaminations. They are in touch with the Supreme Lord's lotus feet and they are always singing His glories. They are called Mahatmas. They are under the protection of divine energy. Mahatma Nastumam Paratha Devim Prakritim Ashruta. What is the qualification of those Mahatmas? Satatam Kirtanayanto Mam. They are always doing my Kirtan. They are these Mahatma. Always doing Satatam Kirtanayanto Mam. But still, Yatatam Chadridavarta. But still, they are very careful. Yatan means very careful, and they take vows that I will not do this. I will always chant my rounds. I will always hear Bhagavatam class. I will always associate with. They take vows like that. Dridvartaha namasyantascha mam nitya. They every day come and bow down before me. Namasyantascha mam nitya? Sadatam kirtana yanto mam yatatansya dridvartaha namasyanta mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Nitya, every day. Yukta, in the devotional service, engage completely. Upasate. They are very near to me. Upa means very above. Asate means they are sitting very near to me. Means they are sitting in the temple, not going back to home. In the home there are special bacteria that they are called Kam Kitanu. Yeah, there are Kam Kitanu there. You will go there, then you will always be infected. You stay in the temple, you are free. So you stay in the temple. So these devotees, such unalloyed devotees are able to show mercy to common conditioned soul. Now Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has sung that the devotees of Lord Chaitanya are so powerful that each one of them can deliver a universe. So once one devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his name is Vasudeva Datta, he approached to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he begged, Mahaprabhu, I cannot see the suffering of all these people. I request you, please request Krishna to give their all sinful reaction I will carry on my head and suffer in the hell, and let all them be delivered. This was a request of Vasudeva Datta. And Srila Prabhupada has written in the purport, Vasudeva Datta or any devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is far more merciful than Jesus Christ. You go to the Jesus Christ, then He will take your sins. But here is the devotee, without asking, is ready to take everybody's sin. How merciful is that devotee? And then what is the answer given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Ascharya nahi, this is not astonishing. You are a Sakshat Prahlad. You are Prahlad. Prahlad is such a devotee. When Narasingadev said, please come with me to the Vaikunth, he said, that is all right, but where all these my demon rascals, how can they be delivered? If they are not delivered, I will not go. So Vasudev, that sound, when said like this, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's answer was, asamarth nahi Krishna. Krishna is not, he is able to do anything. Why should he allow you to suffer? Only one business Krishna has. Krishna has only one business. What is that business? Bhakta vancha puri kare. Devotee desire and Krishna fulfill that desire. This is only the business Krishna has. He has no other business. Therefore, Vasudev, if you desire the, then the people become devotees, they become Vaishnava, and they will automatically be delivered. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this one universe for Krishna is like one mustard seed, one speck of dust. If in your kitchen one mustard seed ever falls, you are worried about that? A child has a full fist of the sand, and one grain of sand fall down, is any loss? So Krishna can deliver one universe. There is no loss for Krishna. There is no problem for Krishna. So each one devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can deliver the whole universe. May look little beyond our understanding, but we know Srila Prabhupada is one devotee in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he has delivered the whole world or not? He has given the opportunity to the whole world? He has given the opportunity to the whole world or not? It is very practical. We can see in our own lifetimes. In only smaller time, he has given the opportunity to the whole world. Otherwise, Bhagavatam has a verse. That devotee udgayanti nirtyanti, the one who is singing with hands up, dancing with tears in the eyes, here ends on the end, such devotee punati bhuvanam, he can purify the whole universe. This is the verse from Bhagavatam. You remember this verse? Gayanti udgayanti nirtyanti kochit punati bhuvanam. Such devotee can purify the whole universe. One devotee can purify the whole universe. Such pure devotee has that potency. They can purify the whole universe. Yes, this is possible. Gaur shakti vina nahi parivartan. Without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there will be no transformation in the contaminated height of the people. It is only the Gaur of mercy. It is only the currency for Kali Yuga. You may have the note, you may have the currency of the Satya Yuga, but you go in market, you will not be able to buy anything. The currency of Kali Yuga is Nama Sankirtan. And this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is only the way. Practically speaking, we have to understand thoroughly that it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy which will really help us. Now the last few lines. In other words, it is the business of the devotee to preach the glories of the Lord and deliver the conditioned soul to the platform of, this line is very important, to the platform of Shuddha Sattva, pure goodness. So preaching of such devotee will bring to the stage of Shuddha Sattva, beyond material goodness. Here the word Susattva means Shuddha Sattva. In this verse, there is the word Susattva. Their association will help us to transcend the three modes of material nature. Bring us to Shuddha Sattva. Vasudeva sabdyante Shuddha Sattva. When one is in Shuddha Sattva, then within his heart, Vasudev appears. Then within his heart, Krishna appears. That stage one will get if he associate with such devotees. Here the word Shuddhasattva means Shuddhasattva, the transcendental stage beyond material goodness. By this exemplary prayer, Lord Shiva teaches us that our best course is to take shelter of Vishnu and his Vaishnava devotees. So for us the message of Lord Shiva is, Lord Shiva, as I told, he is Mahajan, but he has also a one Vaishnava Sampradaya. So he's bona fide in any way, and his superior, if ever sung, will give the benediction of self-realization. So we should, what Lord Shiva is suggesting us, we should take the shelter of devotees of Supreme Lord. The devotees who are fully engaged in the service of Supreme Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Hare Krishna. Microphone. If anybody curse you, I am not responsible. It is a prasad time. if you put the question is, some benefit will be there if we take bath in Ganga, even though we may have proper or not proper. Yes, Ganga will act, but if you put the weight wood in the fire, will there be fire? But what it means, fire has no power? Fire has power, but the wood is too weight. What will happen to the weight wood? It will simply become little more black. But actually some water is disappeared from the wood. It will dry quickly. So there will be effect, but not seen outside. There will be defect, but Ganga is powerful. If our consciousness is in less than mode of ignorance, after drinking in the night and the morning, going to take, that's what said, if you want the wash, the part of wine with the wine, that is purification. This is what said in Bhagavatam. Huh? If you wash the part of wine by wine, will it be clean? Huh? No. So consciousness is most important. There will be effect, but it will take long time. It will take long time. The process will be little lengthy. We don't have much time. So it is better to give this one life to Krishna and his devotees. Many life we have enjoyed. Now forget that. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Kijash.